reaction to Corteva's headquarters announcement, 5 words or less.
Super exciting for the Ag Biosciences. Is that five?
Amen, it is. This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Fraser, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. History was made in February when Corteva announced Indianapolis is its new global headquarters. It was a giant move that solidified the state's global leadership in ag bioscience. And today we're joined by a leader who has been at the heart of transformation at the company for decades. From its foundations as Dow Elanco to Dow AgriSciences, to an independent publicly held company, Corteva, Suzanne Wasson has led boldly. She now serves as president of crop protection for Corteva AgriScience and joins us today. Suzanne, it's a delight to have you with us. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Mitch. Good to be here.
We have so much to cover. And your leadership, Suzanne, is one that I have admired for many years. And the work that you've done across this industry is extraordinary. Now, many may know you as the leader of all things crop protection at Corteva, 300 products, but they don't know you. So let's start there. Agriculture's in your blood. You grew up on a cattle ranch, if I remember this correctly. Tell us more about your story and how you got to Indiana.
Absolutely. So born in Texas, grew up in Oklahoma. My family moved to Oklahoma to get into the cattle business. We raised purebred Santa Gertrudis. So I've always had a love for agriculture, degrees in agriculture economics from Oklahoma State and Texas A&M, and always had heard about Dow Ag back in the day and what a great place it was to work, and had some really great women role models that worked there, and ended up getting a job as an accountant in Dow Elanco right after the joint venture between Dow and Elanco that was formed in 89 and moved to Indianapolis in 1990. So I joined as a new employee, was an accountant for a while, decided that really wasn't my passion, moved into sales, and have spent the rest of my career in sales, marketing, global product management, but have always had a love for agriculture and working for farmers and ranchers, and have gotten to experience that not only in the U.S., but all over the world.
Your impact has exceeded any one individual person I can think of, Suzanne. Your work with National FFA, your work with Crop Life America, vice chair of Agrinovis, it is incredible that you have not only led boldly, but led boldly in the community. So thank you on behalf of Agrinovis and for all those who I know across the country who you've touched. Corteva is a company that I'm not sure that everyone fully understands, right? From seeds to crop protection, really woven into the fabric of the food system. For those that may not know, share with us more about Corteva and its approach to innovation and that real commitment to farmers and serving farmers all around the world.
Absolutely. Well, it really starts with our purpose, which is to enrich the lives of those who produce and those who consume, ensuring progress for generations to come. So we always start thinking about our innovation when we have the farmer and rancher in our lens. And we need to make sure that we're thinking well ahead of what their needs might be 10 to 12 years, because that's how long it takes to get innovation, whether it's crop protection products or traits for seeds, into the market. So we've always got to be thinking, what challenges will they be facing in the future, and how can we, as an input supplier, be able to help them meet those challenges? I would say as well, we also are looking at how can we do that sustainably. That's a big part of what we do. So sustainability isn't just, you know, a thing on the side. It's how we work, and it's how we build our innovation, and it's part of what we do every day.
I think that's critical when you talk about sustainability. And so often, I think, in the ag biosciences, we talk about sustainability as a thing. It's the thing, right? It is literally part of everything we do, from food to crop protection to plant science, all across the board. Now, you have seen 3 decades at what is now Corteva, and you've seen innovation all along the category, the rise of different categories of products. Looking back, walk us through maybe some of those impactful innovations that you've seen. What are some of those highlights along this journey that you go, that was a big one. We didn't necessarily know it then, but look at it now.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I've noticed over the last 30 years is how quickly now we can ramp up new technology. It used to take maybe a decade to get to a maturity of a product in terms of revenue, and you can ramp up much faster today just because of the advancements in technology. I think, you know, back when I started in the business, GMO traits were not a thing. From the first traits that were launched in soybeans to now as Corteva bringing the Enlist weed control system, which is not only the trait package in corn and cotton and soybeans, but the herbicide that goes with it, delivering that value to farmers across both our seed and crop protection platforms has been one of the most exciting innovations that I've got to experience at my time in the company.
It is fascinating, this solution-based approach. And Corteva may not be a brand that's familiar to many, but Pioneer Seeds, I grew up in Tipton County, Indiana, and I remember seeing the Pioneer signs along the side of the road. And so this company, Corteva, literally woven through the fabric of generations here in the state. Now, as you look at the future, and you talk about sustainability a bit earlier, how are modern approaches to crop protection, this innovation that is clearly in your wheelhouse, how is it evolving to really enable farmers to improve yield or preserve yield while also improving environmental impact, reducing environmental impact?
Absolutely. Well, we think about that, everything from our footprint as a company. We're a large farmer. We grow seed. So how can we make where we grow our product on that side of the house more sustainable, to when we develop crop protection products? You know, in the old days, some of our newer chemistries came out and it would be a quart or a pint, multiple pints per acre. Today we have products that are used at ounces per acre.
Incredible.
So the innovation there is incredible. We also, in our non-crop business, have many products that we use to help create and maintain diverse habitats. So for waterfowl, for wildlife. So we have a very strong focus in that to restore back to nature the way habitats used to be, and we have tools that can help farmers and ranchers do that. The other thing that we are very excited about is really weaving in the UN Sustainable Development Goals into our sustainability criteria. And of those 17, as we're developing new products, we make sure that our new products are meeting and having some impact on those sustainable goals, because that is more of an industry standard and allows us to benchmark ourselves. And I would say what's been, you know, a great example of our sustainability is our journey with natural products. And we have a group of insecticides called spinosyns. And just to tell you the story.
Yeah, please.
So how that product was discovered, there was a scientist from Elanco or Eli Lilly at the time that was on vacation in the Caribbean and I guess scraped to the bottom of a rum barrel, took that home with him, and the naturally derived product was discovered from that. So,
wow.
You know, a scientist based in Indianapolis created that product, which, you know, will soon be over $1 billion revenue product for us, and is sold all over the world. So all started right here in the state of Indiana.
Oh, that is exciting. Now, I do want to dig into the Indiana piece of the story, because Corteva made history in February when new CEO, Corteva CEO Chuck Magro, announced Indianapolis will be the new global headquarters. Truly historic after generations in Delaware. Suzanne, you have been at the heart of this. What factors do you think led to this decision? And really, how does it impact Corteva's operations here in Indiana?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the decision had everything to do with the fact that our innovation is here, our crop protection discovery. Scientists are here in the state. We have, as you mentioned, a large seed presence here in the state. And it certainly doesn't diminish the fact that we have our global headquarters in Johnston, Iowa, for our seed business primarily, and then our other business center in Wilmington, Delaware. But bringing that here to Indianapolis, it's so close to production of our seed, to our development. It's really bringing our business and our leadership closer to our customers, to be honest, and that's really exciting for us. We have been obviously here in the Indiana area for a very long time. We used to say is Dow Elanco and Dow AgroSciences were one of the best kept secrets in Indiana terms of who we are. So we're looking forward to be now, you know, a very large publicly traded company and really solidifying our place in Indiana with our global headquarters.
Well, we are delighted that Chuck and you and the entire leadership team made that investment here in Indiana, and you're humble, so I'm going to brag on you and the Corteva team here just a little bit. So for those that don't know, Corteva, now the fourth largest publicly held company headquartered in Indiana in terms of market cap, bigger than Cummins, bigger than Zimmer, bigger than Steel Dynamics. I mean, this is really a juggernaut, Suzanne, and when we look at what is now here, to have two publicly held ag bioscience companies, Elanco and Corteva, this is a big deal for Indiana.
I think so, too. And, you know, we're doing our best to try, through the great work of Agronovis, to try to grow the ag biosciences industry here. And when you have some large flagship companies, I think that shows people that there's great opportunities here. And we see it every day with the work we're doing, that people are starting to take a second look versus maybe the East or West Coast and say, you can be here in the heartland where a lot of farmers and ranchers reside, customers, and still have access to great talent, great technology, and great opportunities for collaboration as well.
We look forward to what is to come and certainly more to come. Last question, Suzanne. Okay, Corteva doing incredibly well. Things are going exceedingly well. Headquarters now in Indianapolis squarely. What's the future look like? What innovations do you see that are just really, really exciting to you?
Yeah, well, I think about our pipeline of crop protection products that I'm most excited about. Incredibly robust and diverse. We have a new fungicide that will be launched in 2023, Adavelt, and it's based on naturally derived products, which we are a leader in that category and have spent 20 years building our capabilities there. So very excited to launch that broad spectrum fungicide that will be sold basically all over the world. We have a new nematicide, Reklemel, that should have registration at the end of this year. Unique mode of action, a differentiated product, once again, built on sustainable criteria and has a reduced risk status from the EPA. And then finally, we do have another novel broadleaf product that will be coming into the cereal market at the end of the decade. So very excited in terms of the technology pipeline. Once again, we start our innovation at the farmer level. Our folks in the field are talking to farmers saying, what are your needs that aren't met? That's how we start to develop our pipeline. We have something that's so rich and robust here at Corteva, and we're really looking forward to continuing to develop it here in the state.
It's exciting, and we talk about this often on the podcast, start with a problem and work to the solution. And you, Suzanne, have been a catalyst for making that happen. Suzanne Wasson, President at Crop Protection Business Platform at Corteva AgriScience. Suzanne, thank you for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mitch. My pleasure.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. This is the place where you can get all the news and insights from discussions with leaders like Suzanne. And you can do it anywhere by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. While there, also access our entire library of archived episodes. And you can always learn more online at agronovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agronovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier, thanking you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.